Do you have a loyalty card? Sir, do you have a loyalty card? I said, do you have the damn loyalty card?
For the committee's sake, what is your problem? Before howling like this, maybe wait till I slide down my safe ear tap, young lady.
What do you mean, young lady? Look, I do know this is my fucking week to pack your damn groceries, but this is not an excuse for you to behave like a fucking moron. Oh, really? You're gonna act like this? I can't wait for your food shift. Yeah, I'm gonna pick out the worst and most boring groceries you've ever seen.
My food shift? We'll see about that.
Yeah, I'll do it perfectly. Fruits, every fruit! Strawberries, raspberries, bananas, all of them. One by one, mister, for the most boring wane of your miserable existence.
Well, old lady, if you insist, even if it does not concern you, you have to know that I am a member of the committee. And this is my carte blanche.
Oh, bugger.
What was that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I thought so. My shopping bags, if you please.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Thank you for your service, sir.
My pleasure. See you on my supposed food shift.
Doing? Watch out!
Oh no!
Fuck! Code 532 activated. Danger. I repeat, code 532 activated. Danger. Hygienic breach at checkout number 3. I repeat, hygienic breach at checkout number 3. Well now, don't move. Committee or not, with your bullshit and your suit fully open, you're in for an immediate quarantine. And I'm gonna be stuck in this plexiglass cage for the fucking afternoon.
You're really calling this late?
I know, don't be angry, babe. I should have called way before, but dude, we've had a health breach at my distribution center.
What? Is everything fine? What happened?
Not that much. A hole in a safety suit, but you'll never guess. Well, long story short, the breach came from a guy from the committee.
No. Really?
Hell yes. He was giving me his best intimidation act. He stuck his disgusting committee ID against my window. And obviously, like, you know them, the newbies, they work on their attitude, pretending they're Marie Kondo tidy.
Right.
And so he began to polish his badge on his safety suit, this old turd, and I saw it coming. Like, I saw it coming. But I didn't think you'd be so damn dumb. Like, but yeah, he rubbed and rubbed and rubbed so hard that he pierced a fucking hole in it.
What a fucking mess that must have been. But it was inside the distribution area, you said.
Yeah, well, we had to wait for the viro team. It must have taken 10 minutes. It was so long. And not only for me, Dickhead was lying under his emergency blanket. I wish you could have seen him.
Oh God, me too.
Yep, I watched him fidgeting from afar. I wanted to kill him so bad. And I mean, like, for me, it was pretty smooth. I was waiting in my checkout booth. It's super airtight and bacteria protected. So I was really safe. But there was another guy, an assignee guy like me, who'd just come out of his cubicle booth then to go to the bathroom.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, I think he's still in the fourth phase of decontamination and he's still in there.
Dude, are you serious? You're putting me on hold? Really?
No, that's my alarm. Wait, is it already 8 p.m.?
Oh yeah, you're right. It's committee thanks time, again. I'm putting you on loudspeaker.
They never miss a chance to spy on us.
Was it a cyber dog?
Yep, I've just been checked right now. The alarm went off just in time. Look, in half an hour it's curfew. I better hurry. And anyway, I'm already in front of the train station. So, see you tomorrow for the holidays?
Yes, cool. And where do we meet?
At school?
Okay, that works. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sick, see you then. Bye.
Yay.
Lola Fougère's connector. Music reading.
Alerte coronavirus.
I can't stand this connector's announcements anymore.
For your safety, do not remove your protection suit under any circumstances outside your home. If you notice any suspicious behavior, please contact the committee representative in your hamlet by courier immediately. Attention, your assignment is changing soon. Do you have everything you need? All information is available on your hamlet's intranet. A new color for your personal courier? Please find out as soon as possible on informedconnected.gov. Please note that the arrival of the train is imminent. To avoid any contagion, please use the reserved space.
Understood, Citizen 15246? You've got one seat, not two, one.
Yes, of course, sir. Obviously, sir. I do everything you want, sir. Want me to shine your shoes, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Ow! Fuck! What's wrong with you? Why are you scaring people like that? I thought you were an RP. But hang on, what are you doing here? It's my travel space, and this is my RP, my replacement passenger.
Your RP? Inconceivable. It's beyond absurd. I've been taking this train every day at precisely 7:40 p.m. for at least 2 months in this particular recliner, and I'm the sole person who usually breathes in this compartment. And hand me back my Oliver!
Well, not today, so back off! Or I'll call my Hamlet committee and say... I'll say that you took off your shoes on transport.
No, you wouldn't dare!
I wouldn't be so sure if I were you. Now back off, it's my stop.
The nerve! I just don't understand. It can't be that complicated to respect the rules.
Lola Fougère, Citizen 15246, Hamlet 43, not infected. The door is open.
Oh, Albert, I don't know how many times I have to repeat myself. Lola's enough. You're such a broken record, you know that?
The door is closed. Please incinerate your safety suit. Please do not approach the airlock during the bacterial immunity process.
Oh, jeez, I can't wait for the next connectors update. You're so gonna end up with Jim Carrey's voice, and it's gonna be so much fun.
Immunity validated. Welcome home, Lola, is enough.
It's not the Comedy Awards yet, but we'll say that's a start. Albert, what's going on? Albert, what's going on over there?
A courier arrived while you were working. Do you allow him to deliver his message to you?
Yeah, well, of course, bring it in. Bring every single courier of the neighborhood. No, actually, that's a joke. You got it right. It's just a joke.
Got it, Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. It's such a rusty drone. Sweetie, come over here. Oh, you're so damn cute. Straight onto the disintegration, cutie pie. Come to me. Come scan my connector. Look, it's here. Good boy, you're almost here. Look at my nose, it's blinking. You can't miss it, old boat. Yeah, attaboy.
Message received. Reading.
Well, well, well. I have something for you, my young lady.
What does this bully want from me now?
You've been reassigned. From tomorrow on, you'll work at the Boris Johnson Industrial Waste Sorting Center. It's an official mission, so your vacation time is obviously postponed until the end of your assignment. In a dozen weeks or so. Have a lovely day.
Fuck me. Well, it looks like I'll join you to the junkyard. What do you think, Rusty Bag? Albert? Write Gabby a note, please. Tell her I was assigned to the Industrial Waste Sorting Center tomorrow and I can't make it for the holidays.
Message sent. Message received. Reading.
What? I'm sure the committee guy is behind all this bullshit. I'm hating his guts so much right now. Get your shit together and tune into the school frequency so at least we can have a drink.
Cool, Albert, you heard her. Connect the virtual glasses to the school while I plug in my connector, okay? All right, let's go spring 2025.
Zetkin, school, spring 2025, connected, awaiting connection.
Okay, thanks, you're the best, Albert. All right, I'm plugging my glasses. Albert, can you bring out the drone while I'm away? See ya!
Lola, I'm right here.
Dude, I've screwed up so bad on this one. We were so close to seeing each other. But you're here now. I'm so fucking happy.
Yes, it's so damn cool to be suit free.
Fuck yeah. Gabby, your memory is fucking amazing. Dude, look, everything is here like back then, just like in my head. And oh my, there's even wine, you fucking queen.
Jeez, you're so slow. Give it to me.
Oh, and look at me. I can even pluck grass with my own hands.
Oh, watch out. You don't know what you're ripping out of your house. But I can feel you unplugging Albert.
He deserves it, that rusty bag.
Well, I mean, we both know you'd go completely nuts if you had no one to bitch with when you watch Love is Blind.
Oh, you got me there. Okay.
Or even the committee has talent, or what's his name? Top committee.
I get it.
Cheers to Albert.
And to Lois.
Without whom, our lives would be as tasteless as sugarless yogurt.
What a catch line.
By the way.
What?
Oh, damn. I'm so stressed to say it out loud. I really do not want to upset you.
You're stressing me out.
So, I also received my new assignment.
Really? What is it?
I've been moved to strawberry picking.
Dude, that's... Wow. It's just wow. I'm really glad for you, but fuck. I have no idea when I was last assigned for an outside activity. But that's awesome. Who knows? You may even keep a strawberry for yourself.
Obviously. Why not a full jar of jam?
I'll wait for your courier then. I can see the whole thing already. The drone, the jar, and a signed picture of your ass.
All signed by all committee members, obviously.
I'd expect nothing less from you, m'lady.
I mean, when I'm picked to be a committee member, I will do that just to see the look on your face.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you really believe in that bullshit? About the lottery draw and everything? Do you know anyone? I mean, anyone who has already been drawn, even for a year?
What do you mean? Besides you and Lois, I know nobody. You know quite well that you're the last person I saw in a really long time.
Yeah, let's talk about that too. Do you have any idea when our last commission was? It was 13 months ago. 13 fucking months ago. Have you received any updates about that since?
No.
Me neither. And you know what? I've heard on the Laughing Pangolin.
You what?
That they're going to take away our last freedoms. It's over.
Are you mad? It's forbidden. We can't listen to that. How many times do I have to repeat myself?
Ugh, look.
It's so damn risky. If your data is transferred to the committee, you'll never...
Recreational time expired. Please scan your assignment validation stamp to activate your next leisure time. Recreational
time expired.
Please scan your assignment validation stamp to activate your next leisure time. Recreational time expired. Please scan your assignment validation stamp to activate your next leisure time.
You just listened COVID 48, an audio fiction written, directed, edited, and produced by Margot Palvini. It has been sound designed and mixed by Tom Kinonero and played by the amazing Anna Veros, Dragos Christian, Maria Flatvad, and Marie Morico. And made with love by Bisbal Productions.